in just a few minutes, I'm going to bring up our Fearless Servolution leader, and she's going to tell you all about it and get you organized. But we're going to take in the next couple of weeks and get organized and make sure that everybody's on the team they want to be on, or multiple teams that you want to be on. And then for 1 week, starting July 30th, we're going to have just 1 week of intense servanthood right here in South Irving. And we are going to take the gospel out, and we're going to share, and we're going to serve people. We're going to serve city workers and police officers and teachers and you name it. We're going to be serving that week. And so, yeah. So you're going to learn more about that in just a few minutes. Right now, I want to share with you, we're in a series we're calling Grace Point Church Values, the things that we value here at Grace Point. Well, there's four core values that we focus on a lot around here. Love God, love others, give excellence, and have fun. Now we're going to talk about have fun next week, and we're going to have a little fun when we talk about having fun, all right? But today we're talking about giving excellence and just using what God has blessed you with to the max, doing what God has called you to do to the best of your ability. Now, we have so many people around here that do that every week and just make sure that things are done the right way. From the coffee that's served out front, they're here way before we get here on Sunday morning. Yeah, go ahead. Give them a hand. It's good. I'm going to pick on Frank a little bit. Frank's right here on the front row. Several years ago, Frank was a little messed up, all right? Needed Jesus, all right? And came to church, and he told me after being here a few weeks, you know, the only reason I stayed was because you had good coffee. And I was like, yes, all right? And so I didn't have anything to do with that. I don't know why he said it to me, but I appreciated it, all right? The people that are out there doing it every week. And we got so many people serving at Kids Church and Celebrate Recovery and hospitality team. And I know I'm going to leave people out, so I'm going to stop right there. But so many people that give their very best every single week. And it's not just that they give their best right here on Sunday morning or Wednesday night or Friday night or whenever. It's that they are serving and you're giving your very best in your home and on your job and when you're out recreating and when you're doing your life, you're giving your very best. And I believe that God will, we just naturally want to, let me say it, not naturally, spiritually, we just want to give our best when we've given our lives to Christ. When we realize that Jesus has given his best to us, then we want to give our best away. And the Bible tells us that that's what we're supposed to do. Excellence, I want to just talk to you for a few minutes about what excellence is. Excellence is being the best we can be with God's grace. Being the best version of you. Following Scripture. Using what God has given you. Excellence refers to pursuing God in a way that is uncommon. It's giving our best for the glory of God in everything we do. It's not done with a spirit of competition. It's not, I'm going to be more excellent than you are, ever in the Bible. That's not what it's about. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us to step back so other people can step forward. It tells us, yeah, that we're supposed to serve other people. One of the things we do in excellence is we step back from time to time and we just serve people. Now, I want to give you the definition of what I believe excellence really is around here at Grace Point. Excellence is doing common things in uncommon ways, regardless of whether people are watching. It's doing common stuff in uncommon ways. It's saying, I want to do this task the best I can possibly do it. You see, there are no small tasks and no big tasks. When God's called you to something, it's important. That's all. No matter what it is, whether you are, I remember several years ago, you know, about sometime in August, September, when the black crickets show up in, you know, like Moses-style plague level, you know, at Walmart. And at one time, they showed up on the front porch of the church on Sunday morning. 7 million crickets showed up one morning. And they were just all over the glass, like, we want to hear about Jesus too. And And it was horrible. It was just, and so I watched guys just grabbing brooms and they're running home and getting leaf blowers. Those poor crickets were flying all over the place. It's about giving excellence. Now, nobody's ever going to give them a plaque for that. No, nobody. We thanked them that morning, but that's not something that people are going to go around talking about. But it's doing a common thing in an uncommon way. Let's do this for the right reasons. The reality is that God sees our work and rewards us accordingly. God blesses us when we serve Him with all of our heart. There's a great story that Jesus tells, one of my favorite ones that He tells. It's the story of the talent. He's got three guys in this story. They all work for the same guy. And the master, the leader, he gives one of them five talents of precious metal, silver, gold. He gives them five talents, which is just an amount of money. It was an enormous amount of money, but he had been watching this person's character. He knew what they were about. And he said, look, I'm going on a trip. I'm going to give you five talents. I want you to multiply it, use it, make me some more money. I'll be back, and then you can give it all back to me with what you've made. So the second guy, he gives him two talents. Now, maybe the guy with five had a little more ability than the guy with two, but he trusted him with two, and it was an enormous amount of money. And then there's the guy with one talent, and he says, I want you to use this. I want you to multiply it. When I get back, you can give it back to me. Well, the master goes on a long trip. He comes back. The guy with five talents has turned it into 10 talents. He has worked hard. He has done his part. He has multiplied it. And here he is giving back 100% increase in what the master had trusted him with. And the master, the Bible says, rewarded him for that. And then there was the guy with two talents. He walks up. He said, you gave me two. And here's four. So he doubled his money for the master as well. And again, the master says, you know, reward this guy. And then the third guy comes along, and he's the guy with one talent, which is where most of us feel like we're living, like we're at the end of the line. And he says to him, what did you do with what I gave you? And here's his response. Master, I knew you were a hard man. He started making excuses immediately. Now, when somebody starts making excuses about the talent God has given them, you just need to go, just stop right there. That's enough. We don't even need to hear anymore. He said, Master, I knew you were a hard man, and you reap where you don't sow. In other words, wherever you can find some increase, you're getting it. You're going for it. You're a hard worker. And he said, I was afraid that I was going to lose the one talent, which, again, was a lot of money. I was afraid I would lose it. So I just decided I would bury it in the backyard and make sure that I didn't lose any of it. He brings it back, and the talent that had been given to him, sparkling and clean, now is covered in dirt. Here you go. Here it is, Master. And the master was not pleased with him. He was a hard man, and he did reap where he didn't sow. And he says to the people around him, get rid of him. And take that one talent and give it to the man with 10 talents because he's using his gifts in an excellent way, and I want to reward him for that. Now look, the guy with five, the guy with two, the guy with one, there was no comparison. The guy with one didn't have to produce as much as the guy with five, and the guy with five needed to produce more than the guy with one. It wasn't a comparison thing. It wasn't like, look at what I did, because in America we have this tendency to compare everything. We want to hear about the latest, you know, basketball contract, and we want to know the kind of car somebody's driving, and we love keeping score in America. And so that is called success. And American success and godly excellence are two very different things. God's not keeping score that way. God's not working in our lives that way. Somebody said this, success means being the best. I'm the best. Excellence means being your best. So what is your best this morning? What is the best you can do? Your best might be better than my best. That's okay. Because when we stand before God, He's not saying, well, you didn't produce as much as them. Because I'm going to say, God, you gave them more talent than you gave me. I didn't have a chance of doing as much as they did. You see, he's not keeping score that way. Success, to many people, means being better than everyone else. And excellence means being better tomorrow than I was yesterday. This is important. It means that I'm just growing. Every day, I'm getting a little better. Success means exceeding the achievements of other people. That's what success is. I'm exceeding the achievements of others. Excellence means I'm matching my practice to my potential. I'm doing what I've been called to do. That's what we value around here at Grace Point. It's not about being better than somebody else. It's not about doing the job better than... It's very simply, am I using the gifts God has blessed me with? My sweet little mama used to say, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't be doing things halfway. Doing your best over time means you are giving excellence to God. Doing your best over time means excellence. That's you're giving your gifts back to God. Now, the Apostle Paul said these words, Philippians chapter 3. This is important stuff right here. He said, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. He said, look, I'm telling you about some things, and I want you to raise your game, and I want you to live for Jesus in a powerful, excellent way. I want you to live for Christ. And he said, but now listen, I don't even want to say that I'm already there. He said, I'm not really there yet either. But he said, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. 13, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. He said, look, excellence is about effort. Forget about the past. How many of you failed? All right, there's 50% of us that have failed. The rest of y'all are preaching next Sunday, all right, just so you know. Everybody's failed. I mean, you probably failed when you were getting ready for church this morning. You know that fight you had and you weren't supposed to have on Sunday morning? Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we mess up. He said, forget about what is behind. Strain toward what is ahead. See, excellence is about effort. If you don't get anything else, get this. Excellence is about effort. Giving your best. Effort means I'm taking a serious attempt at it. I'm not just going to mail it in. I'm giving it everything I've got. I'm continually becoming better. I just want to get better. Remember when, anybody in here that is not a Dallas Cowboy fan, we have said before we have a list of churches that would love to have you. All right? Okay. I'm just saying. I'm kidding, kinda, all right? Listen, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I'm a Dak Prescott fan. I love Dak Prescott. There you go. The ushers are on their way. All right. So you might remember this. After Dak Prescott became the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, he was in the game, and he came out of the game, and he's sitting on the end of the bench, and he's having a cup of Gatorade. And he finishes his Gatorade, and he's right on the end of the bench, and there's a trash can right behind him. And he sort of wads it up, and he throws it toward the trash can. It misses. It was his first incomplete pass that day, all right? Just saying. He saw it miss the trash can. He didn't even miss a beat. He gets up. He goes over, he picks it up, drops it in the trash can, sits back down, not thinking about anybody noticing this. And the whole world picked up on it. And they immediately said, look at this guy's character. He's a bazillion-dollar quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, and he picked up his own trash. He put forth just a little bit of extra effort. Now, I want to show you a little object lesson this morning. I have not wiped my nose on these, just so we're all clear. So look, if you were to see somebody finish using a napkin today, and they were just like, they just threw it down. They saw it, and they just kept walking. And you followed them a little bit, and you saw another one. And then before they got to the car, they were like, I don't want to put this in the car. I'm going to get rid of that last one. Now, what that says something about their character. We know what we think of that person, and it's not good words that we think about them. It reveals character. Now watch this. Different person comes by later and goes, wow, somebody shouldn't have thrown that trash on the floor. And they keep walking, but you see them pass it. That reveals something about their character too. And then a third person comes by and goes, it's a little harder to get down here than it used to be, but I'm just going to pick up all this trash right here. That says something about their character too. So which one of those people do I want to be? We all have been the person who's just throwing out the trash. You ever been in a car with somebody and they finish a McDonald's cup and they throw it out? And I'm like, man, I think they send you to hell for that. I'm not sure what you're doing, man. Better be careful. Better be careful. It's actively choosing the opposite of excellence when you just throw down your trash. But it's passively rejecting excellence when we just walk by the trash. But when we choose, say, let me just do this. Let me be a servant. Let me go pick up this trash behind them. That's using the gifts God has given me. Now, there's no glory in that gift. Nobody's going to put your name on a sign. Nobody's gonna brag about you online, but it revealed something about your relationship with God. That you said, I want to use the gifts God has given. I want to serve God with excellence. I want to put Him first. Colossians chapter 3 says this, whatever you do, now get it, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Because I've done this before. I'm like, somebody shouldn't have thrown that trash down. Man, terrible people throwing that trash. I'm not picking their trash up. Look what it says. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. You're not doing it for me. I'm not doing it for you. We're doing it for who? The Lord. We're picking up the trash for Jesus. We're doing it for Him. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be rewarded. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Now, let me ask you this. Let's go back. If you're the guy with the first three napkins, and you know Jesus is standing over there watching, do you just throw them down? If you said yes, we got a problem, all right? I'm just going to be honest with you. That's a different sermon, all right? If I walk past it and I know Jesus is watching, and it's a metaphor for life. It's not, you don't have to pick up every piece of trash you see in life, okay? It's about a lifestyle, a servant lifestyle. If Jesus is watching, do I walk past the trash? If Jesus is watching, do I pick up the trash? It reveals something about my character. There's an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. He blesses me when I serve and I give. Because I'm not serving people. I'm serving Him. Jesus said it this way. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was in jail, you visited me. When I was naked, you gave me clothes. And they said, when did we ever see that? And He said, when you did it for one of the least of these, you did it for me. Jesus said, you weren't doing it for them. You were doing it for me. That's what excellence is all about. There's a lot of reasons for giving excellence. I want to give you four of them real quick. Just love. God, I love you. I want to serve you. I just love you, Lord. The second one is gratitude. God's been so good to me. I've heard this a million times through the years. God's been so good to me that I just want to serve Him, that I just want to give Him my best. There's eternal rewards. That's a reason for excellence. He's keeping score somewhere. I don't even want to camp out there, but I'm just saying, What do you think your scorecard looks like right now up there in heaven? I hope I got some points on the card. And then duty. It's just our duty to be obedient to God, just to serve Him with excellence. Excellence is about progress and it's about effort. Excellence is doing common things in uncommon ways, regardless of whether people are watching. Am I giving excellence when nobody is watching? It's a great story of an old lumberjack that he wanted to be a little more efficient. He'd been cutting down trees with a handsaw for many years, and he was very good at it. But he learned about this new saw called a chainsaw. So he went to the chainsaw store, and he just picked one out and bought it. And they said, if you use this right, you can cut down 100 trees a day. And he went out the first day, and man, he worked himself silly, and he cut down 25 trees. He was like, man, this is just not enough. What in the world? I thought they said this was a lot of money. And he goes out the next day, and he decides to work a little bit harder, and he cut down 35 trees. And he said, tomorrow I'm going to get up before daylight and I'm going to stay after dark and I'm going to see how many trees I can cut down with this new saw. And he goes out and that day he works himself completely to the bone and he finishes and he's cut down 45 trees at the end of the day. On the fourth day, he goes back to the chainsaw store and he says, this saw does not work. It doesn't cut down 100 trees a day. I'm a good lumberjack and it doesn't cut down 100 trees a day. And the man at the store said, let me hold it. And he reached down and he pulled the rope and boom, 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 boom. And the lumberjack said, what's that noise? Some of us probably ought to crank the chainsaw and see what God can do with us. The biggest fear should be, I hate to use the word fear. Concern, the biggest concern we should have is that we waste time and gifts that we could be using for the glory of God and to bless our fellow man along the way. But because we haven't gone all in on giving excellence, we are still using a chainsaw that is yet to be cranked. We're not as effective as we could be or we want to be because we just haven't gone that extra mile. So, have you been stuck on the same level for a long time? What steps of excellence would allow you to level up? What needs to happen right now in your life? How you serve determines how quickly you get to the next level. Do we serve with excellence? And I'm so grateful that we have a church full of people around here that are serving with excellence. But there's always some area of my life, your life, where we can say, Lord, I need you. I need you to help me. I'm ready to take this to the next level. I'm going to change something. I'm going to do something a little bit different. I don't want to keep doing the same old thing forever. I want it to be different this time. What is that little adjustment toward excellence that will allow you to be the person that stands in front of the master with 5 talents and you've produced 5 more. What is that one little step of excellence? Only you know what it is. I don't know what it is for your life. And you don't know what it is for my life. We all have to make that decision by letting the Holy Spirit guide us and lead us. But I got to change something in my life if I want to be all that God's called me to be. So what is it? What do you have going on right now that you need to say, I need to check my character. I need to check my character. What is it that God can do in me? I'm not selling you anything right here this morning. I'm not much of a salesman. But here's the deal. If you knew that in a year, 2 years, 3 years, your life could look so much different if you made minor adjustments, that I could become the person that I know God's called me to be if I just make a minor adjustment. Would you make it this morning? Would you make that adjustment? See, there's no promises. You don't know what the future holds. But if I'm not satisfied with where I'm at right now in my journey toward excellence, then I got to change something. What is God calling you to change? Even the Apostle Paul said, look, I'm not there yet. I got to push ahead. I got to forget about the past. I got to trust God for the future. And I'm going all in. I'm giving my very best from this point forward to allow God to use me for his glory and for his honor. One thing that you can do, and that's it. All right. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for what you've done. I thank you, God, for every person, Lord, in this room. I thank you for everybody who serves with excellence around here all the time. God, you've blessed us and you've been so good to us. And God, we just thank you, Lord, for all the good things that are being accomplished and for the people who are giving. But Lord, we want to level up a little bit. God, we want to work on our personal lives, on those simple things that we can change that will make a difference in the way we see our lives, and Lord, so that we can give our gifts to you to be used for your glory and help other people to see their potential in you. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done and all you're doing for us right now in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. 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 All right. Amen. Give him a hand right here. All right. I told you that we were going to bring up our fearless servolution leader. Just happens to be my beautiful wife. She's coming right now. All right. And so we're going to learn a little bit about
servolution. Servolution is here. Look, Servolution, you heard it from my husband already that Servolution is a week of intense service to our community. I need you to know that Servolution is not about pointing people to Grace Point Church. Servolution is about pointing people to who? Jesus. It's about pointing people to Jesus. And that's what we're going to do all week. So I'm going to give you a few instructions, but I want you to see the people that you're going to be looking for that are your leaders. And that's extremely important for you to know. So when you see them in the hallway, they may be able to answer questions for you and they may be able to help you, but I just want you to know their faces, right? They're beautiful, aren't they? They really are beautiful. So give them a round of applause. You've seen them. They're going to go to the hallway, and they're going to prep. They're going to be ready. So thank you. I know you're like, that's all, Jody? That's all you did? No, you did the bum, 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 bum. So that's really awesome. So I want to give you a few, like, to-dos, a few little how-tos for Servolution. How many of you have done Servolution before? All right, all right, all right. How many of you, this is brand new, and you're like, I have no idea what Servolution, it's not even a real word, right? But it's a word about a serve revolution, and we're going to serve our community in so many different ways. It's pretty exciting. So I'm going to go through this pretty quickly, but just to give you an idea. So this week and next week are signups. You can sign up for one team or lots of teams. It's totally up to you. The serve times, the prep time and the serve time are different. Some teams require prep time to pack a basket or big baskets. And then the serve time will be when they deliver these baskets, say, to the fire station or to the nurse's station or to the NICU or something like that. And that's really important. So definition prep time is a time during the week set aside to prep the baskets or prep the items. But the serve time is the time that is designed as the time to serve the community. So there are two different things. So just to clarify, so what do you do? What's your part? The first thing that you do is sign up for a group. Who has signed up already? All right, all right. So the next thing, once you sign up, is you want to take out your camera and you want to take a picture of your group, the information page, because that has important information so that you don't have to ask again. So take a picture of the serve page that is where you signed up so that you can recall that information. It will be there next week as well. So if you missed it today, you can take it again and we'll remind you. But then after you sign up and you've taken a picture, then you want to fill out that little t-shirt QR code. And I didn't bring that up here with me, but it's a QR code on the wall and you just fill it out. It's so simple, y'all. It's just your name and your shirt size. But you can't get a t-shirt until you sign up for a group. Ooh, that's tricky, right? So tricky, right? But t-shirts are free, so everybody can have a t-shirt. But we just encourage you to sign up for a group. So then after you, then you go into the meet and greet room across here and someone will be there to help you pick up your shirt. It's pretty easy. Lots of different sizes and hopefully to serve everybody. And then once you do that, I want you to see that on the table is a donations list. So this donations list is filled with all kinds of items. And these items range, you don't need to have water. We have lots of water. And the church is going to provide all of the water for all of the groups. But you can bring the items. The cool thing is that when you bring the item, you just put it on the stage right here beside the group. That's pretty easy. So when you come in the morning, you're like, what do I do with it? And then someone beside you says, just put it on the stage by the teacher baskets. And that's all there is to it. It's that simple. And if you have a question, you can find a leader that you saw on the stage and they can help you answer the questions as well. So you have the donations list, but who has the church app? Anybody have the church app? Yes, you do. Y'all, the church app is filled with all kinds of cool things. But in the church app on the More tab, you can get a digital copy of the donations list. You're like, oh, I'm at Walmart and I forgot. I'm on Amazon and I forgot. But guess what? It's digital. Go to your church app and pull up the More tab and the donations list is on there. That's pretty cool, right? It is very cool. Thank you. Digital copies. They're very cool. And then the next thing you do is need to know that when you serve, wear your t-shirt. There will be cameras. We're going to have a big video at the end of the week. And we love for you to wear your t-shirts. We love for you to share Jesus. And that's what it's really all about, is teaching, showing our community, being the hands and feet of Jesus. And isn't that what we want to do? And then we want to give excellence. Today's message was beautiful and so perfect. Especially for Servolution. So, any questions about all that? You guys can raise your hands. This is weird. You're like, is this a classroom, Jody? Like, you can raise your hand. Raise your hand, or you can just speak. Okay, I love it. I either confused you a whole lot, or you really got this. That's amazing. All right, so what happened? Servolution Week. On that Sunday of Servolution, there will be a blood drive truck, and we're kicking it off with a blood drive. How about that? Is that really cool? Like a blood drive, like the blood of Jesus, like we're sharing Jesus, and we're going to give our blood, people. So it will be going from 9 to 12. You can sign up on our events page on Facebook, or you can sign up at the table as well. So let me know if you have any challenges. Text the church. Many of you have received the text, and so that will help me get information to or email, and that will help. So, and then all week long, starting Sunday, all week long we'll be prepping and then serving. But on Saturday as well, there will be an all hands on deck kind of a day. And there are so many groups serving on that Saturday. So take a quick look. But on that Saturday, the last day of Servolution, in this building, we're going to be we're going to have free corn dogs and free ice creams for everybody in the community that can come from 10 to 12. And then it's a dollar car wash. I should say that. So it's a dollar. It doesn't cost them a dollar. Y'all, we give them a dollar. Okay. So it's really cool. And you should see their faces. Don't worry. You'll see it on the video. And then we give them a dollar. But then when you come into the building, we'll have backpacks and uniforms to give away to school-aged children. So if you know someone, have them sign up on the Facebook page and lead them to our church on that Saturday, August 5th from 10 to 12. And then we'll have something for adults. We have a health check for people in our church as well, y'all, not just for our community. And this health check will be to check your glucose and your to do even an EKG and have your blood pressure checked. And medical professionals in our church are going to service you. They're going to serve you like that. And we're going to reach out to our community. So if you know of someone that needs assistance, any of those ways, just send them here on that Saturday and let's serve them, right? We want to serve them. Are y'all ready to serve for Servolution? Praise the Lord. So the last thing is this. You guys, Servolution is fun. So you got to have fun. If it turns out to be like a chore and I'm anxious, well then lean over to your friend and make them sing you a song. I don't know, happy birthday at random. Happy birthday. You know, whatever. Make them sing like, I've got the joy, 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 joy. You know that song, some of you. But whatever it may be, let it be fun. Be spontaneous. Energize people. Spur one another on to be the hands and feet of Jesus, because we're going to serve our community like Jesus would. Because, y'all, Jesus had to be fun. I was listening to something the other day, and one person's perspective was Jesus was invited to a wedding because people knew that Jesus was fun. Jesus was going to have a good time wherever he went, and I believe he wants us to do the same. So we're going to have fun, and then we're going to serve like Jesus did. Everybody say amen. Amen. All right, stand up with me. Finally, tonight is Sister Night, and all you ladies, come on and join us at Sister Night. If you have a piece of cardboard or a poster board, bring it with you. We're going to use that, and then we're going to just worship the Lord together, and I just encourage you to give as the Lord leads you to give today, and we're just going to pray over your giving now as we leave, and we're just going to bless this day, but we're so thankful for you at Grace Point. What a blessing all of you are to our community and to our family, and so we're just going to pray and just big hallelujah at the end of our prayer. How about that? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this amazing day. We have been waiting all year for Servolution. God, an opportunity to just give and give and give to our community. I'm thankful for our leaders. I'm thankful for how you have blessed our church to share. And Father, today I pray that you bless our giving. As we give to you, Lord, I pray that it would be pressed down and shaken together and running over, God, as we give. And Lord, I pray that you will just touch your people as we leave this room and put a fire within us that we cannot hold in, that it will just not be shut up in our bones, that it has to get out in the name of Jesus. And we have to share you, Lord, today. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. And everybody in the house shouting, hallelujah. Have a great week. Love you guys.